On most Fridays, we get a movie review from LA Times critic Kenneth Turan. This morning, a movie that takes us back to the big hair days of rock and roll. Rock of Ages began life as a Broadway musical built around some of the classics of 1980s rock. Here's Ken's take on the movie.
Rock of Ages is the guiltiest of guilty pleasures. It's a film that proves that unstoppable energy, a bawdy sense of fun, and Tom Cruise in backless leather pants can be counted on to triumph over good taste every time. I wanna rock! The year is 1987, and corn-fed aspiring singer Sherry is taking a Greyhound bus from her home in Oklahoma direct to Los Angeles' Sunset Strip. There she meets Drew, also a squeaky clean rocker. He gets her a job at the Bourbon Room, the movie's pumped-up version of the Whiskey A Go-Go. A top attraction at the Bourbon Room is ultimate rock god Stacy Jacks, played by Cruz. He's heavily tattooed, heroically self-absorbed, and he oozes wicked charisma in the most wasted way.
You know, some people have said that you've become quite difficult to work with, that you're constantly late, you're reclusive, sometimes even nonsensical.
Let me tell you something. I know me better than anyone. Because I live in here.
Young Sherry and Drew are obviously made for each other, but it's going to take the entire film for them to work out their predictable issues. In the interim, lots of supporting actors take up the slack, including Catherine Zeta-Jones. She plays a moralistic crusader who wants to close the Bourbon Room and all it represents.
This man is responsible for so much filth. He's like a machine that spews out three things. Sex, hateful music, and sex.
Dance number Zeta-Jones and her cohorts do to that Pat Benatar tune is an example of the unexpected burlesque settings Rock of Ages dreams up for its songs. Foreigners, Waiting for a Girl Like You, starts at a urinal, and to describe what's done with REO Speedwagon's Can't Fight This Feeling would ruin the fun. And fun is definitely the word here. As the song says, they built this city on rock and roll.
Kenneth Turan reviews movies for Morning Edition and the Los Angeles Times. This is NPR News.